Mishnah Yom is for Tuesday, the 24th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Dalet, Masechta Kiddushin, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Yud. Omer l'isha, a person who says to a woman, Kiddashtich, I married you, in front of two witnesses. They're not here, they've gone overseas, but I did, I married you. V'hi omeres, and she says, no, lo kiddashtani, you didn't marry me. You didn't give me Kiddushin. Hu osur b'kirvoseha, he's forbidden to marry any relatives of her, like her sister, her mother, because by saying that he is Mekadosh her, automatically that cuts off all her relatives from him, from being eligible for marriage for him. But v'hi muteres b'krakov, she is permitted to marry his relatives, if, for example, if she wants to get married to his brother or his father, because as far as she's concerned, she completely denies the fact that she was Mekadoshes to him. Hi omeres kiddashtani, what happens if she says, you gave me Kiddushin. This is the other way around. V'hu Omer, and he says, lo kiddashtich, I didn't marry you, I didn't give you Kiddushin. Hu motir b'krovoseha, he's allowed to marry her relatives, for example, her sister. Normally you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister, but here he says he never married her. He doesn't agree with her, so he can marry any relatives of her. And the Kiddush here is that even though when she says that you were Mekadosh me, she actually prohibits herself to the whole world. She's basically made herself osur to marry any person in the world now, because he denies it, and she says, I'm married to you. She, as far as she's concerned, she's osur to the whole world. And therefore, if she went to such length, or she's so adamant, maybe there is a spora to say that maybe we should take a precaution. Maybe he can't marry her relatives. We don't say that. We say no. He's entitled to marry her elders because he totally denies that he gave a Kiddushin. V'hi asur b'krovov, continues the Mishnah. She, however, will be prohibited to marry his relatives even after he divorces her. So let's say he gives her a get. Now, you're not allowed to marry the brother of someone who gave you a get or other relatives, because we say that she said that she married him, that he married her. Now, until he gives a divorce, that's even worse for her, because she can't marry anybody. She's asura to the whole world. Because we have a rule, Odom Naman al Atzma Yosef Meidim, a person is believed about himself more than 100 witnesses. So if 100 witnesses testify that she wasn't married, and she says, I was married to him, she has to follow the restrictions that result from that claim. What happens if a man says to a woman, Kiddashtich, I married you, I gave you Kiddushin. V'hi omeres, and she says, no, lo kiddashta elo biti, you are only mekadosh my daughter. Hu osur b'krovos gedola, he is forbidden to marry the relatives of the mother. Gedola, we call the older one, the mother, because he says he was married to the mother. Or gedola muteres b'krovos, the mother in the meantime says, she wasn't married to him, so she was her daughter. So she says, I'm permitted to marry your relatives. Hu mutar b'krovos ketana, he is permitted to marry relatives of the daughter, which are not relatives of the mother, obviously. For example, a sister that she has from her father's side. Uktana, now when we say ketana, we mean the daughter. And the daughter, muteres b'krovos, is allowed to marry his relatives. And here the Mishnah wants to tell us the Chiddush is that even though a father is believed to say that he was Mekadosh's daughter, a mother, you might have thought maybe a mother has that, Namonis has that belief. We believe her that she says her daughter got married. And the answer is we say no. We say not even Midrabon. We say the mother has no Namonis about her daughter whatsoever. So she, even though she claims that it was her daughter got married, if the daughter doesn't agree with it, the daughter is not also to his relatives just because of what her mother says. Mishnah Yudalev. We continue from the previous Mishnah, and we have, because of the previous Mishnah, we bring a similar cases in the reverse. Kiddashti es bitech. A man says to a woman, I was Mekadosh your daughter. Your older daughter made me a shliach to be mekabel kiddushin on her behalf, and I married on her behalf. and I married him. And you were my shliach. You were my you were the agent. V'hi omeres, and she says, no, when you gave me the money of kiddushin, it was me you were mekadosh, not my daughter. I wasn't accepting it on behalf of my daughter at all. V'hi omeres lo kiddushta elo, she says, you were mekadosh me. I'm your wife. Who also bekrovos ketano, he will be forbidden to marry the relatives of the ketana. Ketana, he means the daughter, because he said he was mekadosha. Uktana, and the daughter, Muteres Bekrovov, is allowed to marry his relatives because she denies that. She's not saying, she's not agreeing that she was married to him. Hu Muter Bekrovis Gedola, he is permitted to marry relatives of the mother because he says he never married the mother. Gedola Muter Asura Bekrovov, however, the mother is prohibited to marry his relatives because the mother is saying that she was the one who got married to him. The Gemara says that whenever a woman says, Kiddushtani, you married me, and the man denies that, we can't force him to give her a get. He can say, look, I don't want to give her a get. If I give her a get, I can't marry her relatives. I'd completely deny the claim. I want to marry her sister, for example. Well, if I go around giving him her a divorce, I cannot have her sister. So we can't force him to give her a get just because she says and she claims that he married her. But nevertheless, although we can't force him to do that, we ask him to, we request him, say, please, look, give her a get to permit her to get married to someone else, because whilst she says you married her, she can't marry anybody in the world. And when he does give her a get, after we ask him to do her a favor and give her a get, he does not give her a ksuba. And that's because he denies the whole thing. He's only doing her a favor to let her get married, so he doesn't have to pay her ksuba. But if it's not after our request that he gives her a get, if he of his own accord gives her a get when she says, you married me, then we would force her to give a ksuba. Why? Because by the fact that he was so willing to give her a get without us asking him to do so, tells us that really he was Mekadosha.